My story begins in one of the manufacturing plants of the Worldwide Business Machines Corporation.
Every worker that I got in this store today, I know for a fact that none of them did marijuana, and I know you ain't nothing but a little prick starting trouble, so just get off of my phone, okay? Oh, thank you so much. When I get comments like that, I just absolutely love it, and you are a freaking fruitcake.
You need to call a psychiatrist.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making a stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Okay, hi everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, you bitch. All right. Madhouse Morning Madness. Prank calls in the afternoon morning. Send your requests if you have any. Thank you, guys. I am calling churches, church machines. And the target city for the week, this is what we did last week when we called Georgia, a town in Georgia. This week we're calling a town in South
Carolina. Good morning, Cathedral.
Hey, how you doing? God bless you.
Hello.
I said God bless you.
Who? May I help you?
I said God bless you. What do we say back when we say God bless you?
Oh, I can't hear you very well.
God bless you!
Yes.
Yes what? What do you mean, yes?
May I help you with something?
Yeah, can you start by responding correctly to God bless you.
And God bless you.
And God bless us, and God bless the church. And God bless the pastor, right? Of the church, and God bless all the staff and the choir and the lector.
Right.
You know, God bless the building fund, and God bless Greek Festival when it happens again. When's that coming up? Next year, around Easter, right? Greek Fest?
It's in May.
In May, yeah.
Right.
God bless that. You know, God bless the weather when the Greek Fest comes.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, I was calling because I wanted to see about delivering a cake there. Now, I was a little concerned because this is supposedly an erotic cake. Well, I mean, I don't know. Have you ever heard of this kind of cake before?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. Is this for a function?
Yeah, and we're supposed to deliver a cake, but someone checked down here that it's supposed to be one of the erotic cakes, so it's a chocolate. It's a brown chocolate cake in the shape of a man's sexual organ. I don't think that's appropriate for the church. I think maybe we have a mistake. Do you know any reason why they would order a...
No, I don't.
The male organ, the male sexual organ.
Who's the group that ordered this? What's the name of the group that ordered this?
It's like some kind of name, Gus. Gus, you know Gus?
G-A-S?
G-U-S, you know a Gus that we're in, a Nick? Nico? Nico?
Nico Gus?
Gus and Nico, I think.
Gus and Nico.
Yeah, you know Nico?
No, I'm not a member here. I'm employed here, but I'm not a member here.
Oh, you're a non-believer.
No, I'm not a non-believer. I'm just not a member of this church.
Oh, you go to another church?
So is there a function that this would be to be delivered for?
I mean, I think it's like there's a wedding happening.
A wedding.
But this is before the wedding. This is when the men get together.
What date was this?
Shit. It's October. God damn it. I can't see it on here.
Okay, well, when you're able to get it all together, call
me back.
Here it is.
It's October. October 22nd.
What was that, the
22nd? Yeah, this goddamn paper, you know, they print it out all wrong all the goddamn time over here these days. So, I didn't think it... I didn't think it was appropriate.
If you can't use correct language.
Hey, listen, Grandpa. Take it
easy.
I got
your grandpa.
Take it easy, young man.
Okay? Well, you can use GD somewhere else. When you clean it up, you can call back.
No, I forgot for a second where I was calling. I'm just a cake maker. I just make a
Okay, well, this is the church. So you can use GD with your regular customers, okay?
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, Father. I'm sorry. Can I do confession? I'm sorry, please.
Okay.
All right, and I wanted to confess.
When is your function?
October 22nd.
October 22nd?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be for a bachelor party, I guess. The guys are going to come. And
well, it's not going to be here at the church, so...
Well, the wedding's in the church, and they said that this penis cake needs to be delivered there for October 22nd.
Well, October 22nd is a Tuesday, and we don't have any kind of function going on here, so you better get your address corrected.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, because why would a church get a cake that's in the shape of a man's sexual organs, right?
That's correct. So
that
you
doesn't
prove your point.
Unless
Thank you,
you. Unless you wanted to see one, you know, if you're curious. Okay, good. That was fun. That was a fun first call of the day, as I've committed a grave sin. All right. Moving right along. Holy crap. Moving right along. Let's see. We can call Lutheran Church. Ask them about erotic cakes coming to the church. It's funny. I called him Grandpa. He didn't like that. I said, hey, look, Grandpa. I got your grandpa right here. I think that was like the head priest. That was the pastor got on. Because she put me on speakerphone and I'm talking about goddamn this. And what else did I say? Did I say the penis? I think I said something else and they took me off of speakerphone. That's what the minute she put me on speakerphone, I was like, all right.
Good morning, Free Lutheran Church. This is Karen.
Hey, listen, Karen, how are you, honey? God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Can you say it back? God bless you.
Can I help you with something?
You can. Come on, sister. You're my sister in Christ, right? God bless you.
Well, thank you. You have a nice day.
You're supposed to say it back. Oh, what a bitch. All the white churches don't like saying God bless you, guys. What's up with that?
Thank you for calling the church. Office hours are 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and 8:30 to 11 on Sunday morning. Holy Communion is celebrated every Sunday morning at 7:45, 9, 11:15 a.m. Sunday school is at...
Oh, God. It's taking too long just to leave a fucking message. Forget it. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. All right. Let's move right along here with a little bit of music while I look for another place to prank call. I haven't even looked at Request to Prank yet. We might have some requests that have come in within the last few days. Yeah, here's some, including one that just came in right now, about less than 2 minutes ago, from a user named Turtle John. Thank you, sir. Turtle John, that is. Hope you're all having a super week. Hope you had a great 3-day weekend. If you're afforded the ability to have a 3-day weekend. I hope it was super. Okay, zeroing in back on the map machine here. Let me see who else I can call. Here's Big Brothers, Big Sisters. What's that about, right? I'm going to ask him if I can just play basketball. I just want to play basketball. How about I act stereotypical black, like on purpose, like very poor black voice. Trying to act like I'm a brother, but I'm just like a white guy doing it. Let's do that.
Good morning, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I'm going to help you.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to come down and play some basketball, you know, and for the little brothers and sisters down there. I just wanted to show them some basketball moves.
Sorry, so you're the wrong location.
Well, how you become a big brother?
Make an appointment to come in and we'll fill out an application.
And bring in an AIDS test and all that.
No, we don't do an AIDS test. We do a background check and check 3 references.
Do you do a gay test?
I don't know if there's a test for that.
There is. Yeah, you just check the genes. It's in the genes. You know, it's genetic. It's in the genes. You pull the genes down.
Yeah, we don't do that kind of test, sir.
All right. That's good. That's good. Very, very progressive of you. Do you offer medical and dental, 401k, stuff like that?
No, we don't.
Now, you're on a salary. You're not some volunteer machine yourself, right? You sound like a nice young buck. Got some nice healthy gums on you. Nice drawn back.
So we do have a staff here, and we're mostly operated on volunteers.
Oh, you're like that machine. What's that called? What's the code? If you're a, you know, you don't pay taxes, you're a 1041, 1049 LK, something like that. A 1104B, what is it?
I don't know, sir. You have further questions about the program?
Yeah. So how much basketball do I get to play? And how many lifting weights do I do when I'm locked up?
When you're locked up where?
Well, is it for real, like, all you do in jail is you sit around and I heard you don't watch so much TV anymore, where you play basketball and out in the rec yard and stuff, and you lift weights. Did they take weights away too? I think they did, right?
Sir, I don't know anything about that. You have any further questions about our program? If not, it was nice talking to you.
No, but my friend recommended. He said that the people that answer here might know a little more about what it's like to be incarcerated, like the whole experience, scared straight. You know. Yeah, man. What's up? I don't think you can just sit around and watch TV anymore, because everyone all the time, all they do is sit around and watch TV. It's great. It's the life. And they took away those fuckers' TVs in the prison. Up the boys up in the pen. Man. This one goes out to all you homies in the pen. That was borderline racist, because I got into the whole, he is a good, strong, he sounded like a strong buck with nice gums and a nice strong back. Wow. I just sized him up like I was at the auction fucking yard, right? Isn't that disgusting of me? I'm sorry, guys. I really shouldn't talk like that. I do it just for fun, you know, it's all ha-ha, but sometimes I do feel guilty. I do think, you know, I hope everyone knows that I try to be an equal opportunity offender. I make fun of Hispanics here all the time. I'm Hispanic. Both my parents are Hispanic. So, you know, I make fun of white peoples also and all that. I don't ever come on here with an agenda. I just make fun of all the things that are funny to make fun of. I gotta laugh when I hear jokes about Hispanics, because some of this shit's funny. We're fucking goofy ass people, man. We're goofy ass people, and let's admit it, a lot of us are fucking scary fucking people. Also, scary ones in Orlando, man. That place is fucked up. Some fucking beaners there.
Number one,
have
you?
Hey, I wanted to make an order, you little bitch.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, go ahead, please.
All right, and suck on your tits. I wanted to make an order for number four.
Hello?
Number four?
Four.
Uh-huh.
Number four.
Uh-huh.
No. Lunch is basil number four, or appetizer number four.
Appetizer number four.
Appetizer number four is fried dumpling or steamed dumpling.
Fried, please.
Fried dumpling, okay.
Fried, yes, fried. Okay, thank you, honey. And also, I need one drop soup.
Small or large?
Large.
Okay.
Okay, and then one beef and broccoli lunch special.
Okay.
All right, with no sauce.
Okay.
No sauce, okay. And does that come with egg roll?
How many egg roll?
Does that come with an egg roll?
No egg roll.
No egg. What does it come with? Nothing? No soda or nothing?
Pop fried rice.
Okay. Okay, good. That's it. Damn it.
Okay.
God, how long? Damn it.
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yes.
And you need my name?
Yes. Phone number, please.
Oh, boy, honey. Hang on. I got a new phone. This always happens to me. Hang on. Can you give me a second?
Okay.
Let me look it up, honey. Oh, shit. It's in that goddamn thing over here. I really should just write it down, you know? I should just write it down until I remember it by heart. So I keep forgetting. It's in a paper I got from the people. All right. All right. Here it is. I found it, honey. All right. It's
12. Okay, so it's fried dumpling, large, egg drop soup, and the beef broccoli, no sauce, right?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
15 right. minutes, okay?
Okay, I'll see you then. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Ooh. We'll call her back later. That's fucked up, though. So why am I doing that? She didn't do anything wrong. they'll just eat it. They'll feed it to the dog, you know? That's what I'll tell her. You feed it to the dog. No harm done. Well, we'll call back number one China and apologize. That's real fucked up. Parkhouse Bed and Breakfast. Let's give them a call here on the phone line. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for those who have sent in a few requests here and there. I'll be trying to get to those here in just a moment. I'm usually not on for very long when I do these shows in the afternoon. And then I try to do a little bit of something.
Parkhouse Bed and Breakfast.
Hey, boy, how are you?
Okay.
How you doing? Boy, that's great. I wanted to see about coming down there. And how nice and quiet is that? You got a lot of people that stay there every night? How many rooms get filled up and shit?
Sometimes it's busy, sometimes it's not busy.
I like a nice not busy time because I want to go there and pork my wife, you know, before work.
Have a good day.
Oh, come on. I want to pork my wife, guys, yeah. Of course I want to pork my wife. Who wouldn't? Of course.
Parkhouse, how may I help you?
Yeah, I like to order a blue waffle. And he hung up. He said Porkhouse, though. That's funny. Porkhouse. That's the name of the show from now on. We're going to change it from Madhouse to Porkhouse, guys. I think that makes more sense. When you look at video of me, at least. All right, moving right along. There's a place called the Beatty House. What the fuck? Paper Dolls Legal Services. Paper Dolls Legal Services. What the fuck, Paper Dolls? What's that about? Whatever you say, bro. My guess it's one of those women legal offices like Gloria Allred, you know? It's a bunch of broads sitting around. Like Sex in the City. Like an episode of Sex in the City.
Please leave your message for...
Heather, please leave your name and number. I'll get back with you as soon.
It already said leave your number, you dumb bitch. I told you it was women. All right, moving right along. Calling another place in a location. My cat's asking for lunch. He's over here headbutting me. Leave me alone, Dobby. Leave me alone, motherfucker. There's a place that says it's a spa. It's right by the sheriff's office. Come on. That doesn't sound like any fun. Here's an Aflac agent. Let's give her a call. Aflac agent. You know, these assholes, they would come like, remember once I was working, and I was barely making enough to pay my bills, right? And the place I worked for, they had medical insurance, but it was shitty medical insurance. They had to change it from a good medical insurance to this shitty one that didn't cover a bunch of stuff. But they said, oh, but what we're going to do is we're going to bring in an Aflac insurance person to talk to everybody and see about you guys signing up for extra medical insurance benefits. And all she tried to grill me for like 10 minutes. Like, she was talking to me like I was an asshole because I didn't want to pay extra money for extra insurance. And I was like, lady, look, I'm like 18 years old. There's nothing fucking wrong with me. I'm fucking, you know, all I need, anyone who's like 18, 19, 20 years old, all you're concerned about if you have a job and and you have to get insurance or whatever, you're just concerned about oh shit insurance, which is like you get in an accident or something and, you know, you can cover major stuff, but nothing where it's like, you know, maintenance and all this. You don't care about that till you start getting older or you have children, you know, kid machines.
Hi, you've reached the Aflac Regional Office. I can't take your call.
Let me call her back. Come on, bitch. She's out there giving one of those seminars. She's grilling people. Yeah, you buy this insurance, so kick your ass. Ryan says, ask her what she thinks about Aflac being cast up as Batman, right?
Hi, you've reached the Aflac Regional Office.
That's the wrong Aflac. Aflac, you dummy. I understand. That's funny. Good joke, man. Gold star. Big Ryan for making Carlito have a chuckle over here. Thanks, man. Enjoy your gold star. All right, we're calling the Historic District. The Historic District apparently has a phone number. Does it really? No, it doesn't. Hang on. It's just a little mark on the map here. Never mind. Here's an animal clinic, guys. Let's give the animal clinic a call. See how the animals are doing. Talk to them about my motherfucking dog. This motherfucker dog, man. They hate this motherfucker. I get so mad at this motherfucking dog. It's so fucking... So over this motherfucking dog.
Freak Animal Clinic says, Lindsay, can you hold, please?
This motherfucking dog, you know? This motherfucking dog. Hello? All right, we're holding.
Ma'am?
What? Oh, man.
Man.
That's what she said.
Man.
God. How does she just come back, say ma'am, and put me back on hold without saying I'm sorry, or just another moment, sir, or, you know? God. I don't get it. I don't get it. They must be busy there. They got multiple lines in use. Da-da-da. Do what, Dark Overlord? What do you want me to do, motherfucker? Ask them if they have animals to the number one China buffet. Good point, RBCP. Do they deliver animal machines there? Yeah. We need to call back in about 5 minutes to number one China machine. China one machine. God damn it, this is taking a long fucking time, motherfucker. I keep yelling, so I see if they pick up. See if they pick up and hear me yelling. God damn it. God damn, this taking a motherfucking long motherfucking time, motherfucker. Motherfuck, turd burglar. Is that really a turd burglar? Turd burglar, motherfucker. Turd burglar, call me, motherfucker. Get with me, turd burglar. That really is you, boy. You orange mulatto Oreo motherfucker, you crazy gun, crazy army boy, you.
Animal Clinic, this is Alicia. Can you please hold?
It's taking a long time when I'm holding on the phone.
Okay, well, sir, I can call you back in a few minutes if you would like.
I command you to hurry up and wrap it up over there. Come on, wrap it up. Wrap it up. I'll be here waiting. God damn it. Oh, shit. While we wait on that, here's the Handlebar, which is a gay bar in this town. I don't know if it's gay, but I presume it is. Let's ask about that, or at least ask if people get confused. Like, is this a gay bar? No, this is a gay bar. This is a gay bar. Oh, fuck.
Handlebar.
Is this a gay bar?
Is this a gay bar?
Yeah.
No, it's a music venue.
Oh, because if, you know, they say a handlebar, you know, I was wondering.
Oh, nope.
Do you know
the music venue?
Do you know where the gay bar is? That there's a gay bar in town where you can go, and there's like a wooded area in back, and it's all fenced in, and the guys go, and they play with each other and stuff, and it's all right, and they have sex parties. You know what place that is?
Nope. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that.
I think it's Bicycle Seat or something.
Could be. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Have you heard of the Eddie Gay Bar that might be famous here that I can call?
The only gay bar in Greenville that I knew of is the Castle.
The Castle? All right, that's cool. You been there or you just know about it?
I've just heard of it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. What are you doing right now? You hanging out, having a good time?
I'm working.
God bless you. God bless you. What's the music venue this time of day? What's going on? What do you got?
Thank you for holding. This is Alicia. How can I help you?
Hey, Alicia. How you doing, honey baby?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
I was waiting for you. This goddamn dog, man. This motherfucker dog, I'm telling you. If I could rename him, I'd rename him Money Pit Motherfucker.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I'm so over it. You know, they said he was taking a shit all over the place. I left him at a place to get groomed, and they said he took a shit in the kennel. He took a shit mm-hmm. everywhere, right? And I took him to one place. I took him to Lopez, that guy, Dr. Lopez. He's a veterinarian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're coughing and everything. That's disgusting. What, are you sick, honey? You got to close the window?
A little bit. Does he need to be seen or something?
Well, he's taking a shit everywhere, and Dr. Lopez said $2,000, and I said, shove it up your ass, motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. No, we charge $38 for the exam, and then whatever, anything extra, there would be additional charges for those things.
Oh.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry, my... Hello? All right. What's going on, Handlebar? What are you doing?
Well, if you want to bring him in, we take walk-ins until 5 o'clock. The exam fee is $38.
Oh, I thought you was the Handlebar.
No.
You're not Handlebar Machine?
No.
Oh, is Dr. Handlebar there?
No, we don't have anybody by that name.
You don't have Dr. Handlebar there. Okay. Do you have Dr. Seymour?
Sir, if you have something about the pet, I can answer it, but I can't. If you're just playing on the phone, I'm not going to.
Do you have any? Do you have any Jewish veterinarians? I prefer a Jew because I am a Jew. Whatever. Stupid. Okay, guys, I'm moving on here. Associates, PA. Just inhale. Just give them a call.
Inhale. Just inhale. Inhale. Exhale. Just inhale.
Thank you for calling the Law Offices of an Associate. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If at any time you wish to speak with an operator, please press 0. Yeah. Dial 4158 or...
Hello.
Good afternoon, an associate. How may I help you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
God bless you.
Same to you.
Thank you, honey. God bless the lawyers. God bless the judges, the juries. God bless the defendants and the prosecutors, right?
That's right.
Amen. And God bless telephones so we can talk on the phone and computers. You have a computer, honey, baby?
I do.
That's nice. You know how to use it. You know how to use the mouse. You know how you move the mouse around, okay? And you click on what you like. You hit the button, and it'll open it up, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure that you know how to use the computer, honey. You put it where the little arrow wherever you want or the little hand, and you hit once or you do twice really fast, and it'll open it for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's all you need to know. That's all. Don't worry. Don't be intimidated by the computer. It's the future.
Okay.
All right. Hey, can I talk to Mr. Patterson?
There is no Mr. Patterson.
Oh, then is it Pat? Is that the first name?
No. Who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Big Cross.
Are you a client?
Yeah, totally. I'm friends. I golf with all of them. Listen, who's in right now there, big girl?
Both associates are here.
All right. Well, put me on with one of them associates. I just wanted to say hi real quick. Say, hey, how you doing, boy?
Well, I'm sorry. If it's not important, they are not able to talk right now.
Oh, no, it's important. We're friends. We play golf all the time. I'm the godfather also for one of their children.
Well, I don't believe a thing you're saying because neither one of them play golf and they don't have any children. Well, so I'm going to hang up now.
Mr. Farmer and myself plays golf.
I've never heard him say a thing about playing golf.
It's none of your business, woman. Now, put Mr. Farmer, I command you to put him on the phone or you're going to be in big trouble, Missy.
And your name is?
This is Mr. Cross. I command you to get them right now.
Mr. Cross.
Yes, I order you to put them on the phone right now, and I'm writing this down. How dare you?
Okay, I will transfer you to Mr. Farmer. Hold on one moment, please.
This is Nathan.
Hey, boy, how you doing? Long time. Hey, you like that Chipotle? I get you some burrito bowl. Those things are awesome, man. How you been, big guy?
Who is this?
This is Big Cross. How you been?
I don't know a Big Cross.
Oh. You know the convention? I had your card here, you know, and all that.
What convention?
The law convention.
I go to a lot of conventions. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the American Law Machines Association.
I've never been to that.
It goes by like three or four names. They've been acquired over and over again. How you been, you crazy bad? Remember, you ate so much that we both ate so much that I never had.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure who you are, and I'm just going to hang up right now.
The best steak I ever had was with you, man. The best steak, motherfucker. And associates, bitch. All right, let's call that Chinese place. See, what I'm realizing, that Chinese place is stupid because they're not going to react. They're Chinese. They're docile. They're going to watch. They're going to be like, oh, okay, no. You don't call me? Why? That's it. Now, if I called an Indian place, they got balls, you know, or Spanish food place, they'd be like, yo, motherfucker, you. They get mad and they say, you son of a bitch. And that's what we like here. That's what we're looking for. Madhouse Radio Afternoon Show for September 3rd, 2013. Yeah.
Number one, may I be you?
Hey, woman, how are you, you little shit?
Hello?
Yeah, I made an order for food there.
Yes?
Is it ready, damn it?
Your order ready. So 702 phone number, right?
Yeah, okay, already. Listen, go ahead and cancel it. I don't want that shit, you know?
Excuse me?
I don't want it anymore, goddammit. So go ahead and cancel it. Feed it to the dog or so. You got a dog back there. Dog in the back in the alley. Go feed it to the dog. Give it dog food. Say, doggy! Like that, and feed him the food.
So you want cancel, right?
Yeah, I don't want it, yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay?
You want cancel, I know no way.
Uh-huh.
Your food already.
You make the food.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Calling only jokes. Calling here jokes.
You make a food. And I say no food for me.
Yeah, your food already.
No, I don't want food now. No food. No, no food.
Are you putting coal?
Am I plank coal? Am I plank coal? Wow. Hey, boy. Hey, ladies. Hey.
Hey, boy.
Yes?
Hey, what happened? What are you saying? What are you doing? They can't hang up. They're stupid. Plank call. Holy shit. Very enjoyable that was.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You know, man? Hello? Oh, they don't care anymore. She did get a little upset there for a Chinese person. I didn't expect her to get that into it. She said Palank call. I keep mentioning that, but holy shit, that was funny. Call back and order more food. I remember when I did that with that Indian place, where I did it once and I like told him I'm canceling. He got upset. He yelled. He said he's going to call the cops. And then I somehow charmed him and backed him out of it and got him to take a second order. I said, oh, I'll come down, but this time make this. And he's like, okay. I don't think he made it that one time. I think he said, oh yeah, sure, come in. And then I called back again and he sounded like he didn't care. I think he didn't really make it. Anyway, let's continue with the prank call machine. Let me head over to IRC chat, where someone is asking to call the UK. There's a place called Sancho's. Ask him for the special dirty Sancho's kebab. You want his daughter's juice topping. Good God, sir. I want his daughter's juice topping?
Talking about a big hairy pussy, ma'am.
Good God, sir. Yeah, I have a coin, but man, that's just vile. I'm just gonna take it you're not a father yourself. Just saying. You said very nasty things about little girl. Anyway, that's okay, man. I know you're just kidding.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Well, the number you send doesn't work, sir. Check that number there, boy. Thank you. Now heading over to Request a Prank, where we have at least one that's come in this morning, or early afternoon, where I am. Take a look and see what that was. Let me refresh the page. Turtle John sent a request a prank here of a thrift store. They store smell like piss, like I was talking about last week, but I wasn't able to get one on the line. Everything they sell is broken or pissed and shit stained. Very good point, man. Everything is... It smells like piss in those thrift stores, man. It smells like a urine. Like a big urine cake. Big, saturated, overused urinal cake. With no color left on it, all yellow. And no more scent, no more. It's just sitting there. Yeah. Way past time of replacement.
Oh. A to Z, it's Christina, may I help you?
Yeah, why does everything there smell like piss and flies?
I'm sorry?
I got some clothes there, and I'm wearing them today at work, and it smells like piss and flies. And this isn't the first time it's happened. I come home, and I smell like piss, and I think it's me, but I realize it's that place. Why do all the clothes smell like piss? This is because they're used, and you guys, like, what are you washing them in? In toilet?
We don't wash the clothes, sir.
You don't wash them at all?
No.
Oh, so how do they get washed?
By the people who buy them.
Oh, so they're dirty clothes that are there? That's why they smell like piss.
They all don't smell like that.
Yeah, you have any mattresses there?
There are some.
Do they have piss stains and pee stains and brown stains on them?
Hang on just a minute.
All right, thanks. Wash. Oh, God, it's so hillbilly. Wash. Wash your core. Wash. Oh, man, they just made me hold for that. Little shits. Let me try to call him back. Good one, Turtle John. What town is this in? Oh, it's in Georgia. Yeah, Hamilton, Georgia. That's where that wash came from. A lot of people in Florida say it like that.
A to Z.
Hey, listen, so how do you guys wash the clothes?
The manager is not here now. Maybe you come by later, okay?
Where are you from, Africa? Where are you, boy? Where are you, boy? Where are you from?
The manager is not here right now, okay?
Where are you? What's your name? Matimbo?
The manager is not here, okay?
Is your name Seke Seiso? Seke Seiso. Seke Seiso. Then he changed his name to Mobutu or the other way around. Who was Seke Seiso? What country? Was that Uganda? No, that wasn't Uganda. I think that was Zaire. He was the dictator of. I think it was Mobutu, and then he changed to Seke Seiko. Let me see. Seke Seiko. Yeah, that's Mobutu. Mobutu Sese Seiko. That's what it is. He was the former president. Yeah, up until 97, he was president of the Congo. That's what it was. But I think that was known as Zaire at some point, wasn't it? I think it was a name change. Is Zaire still known as Zaire? Or is it? It's the Republic of Congo now or something, right? Or the other way around? I could be wrong. No, it's always been. Oh, yeah, it is currently named the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It used to be called Zaire. Now, that's where the Rumble in the Jungle was, right? Yeah. I know my history. Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman, their first fight. All right, Simunu sent in a number for the Bull's Head Pub. All right, Nunu sent in the Bull's Head Pub, a place we have prank called in the past. Big the Dad is checking in. The Dad's here. Hey, the Dad, how are you, boy? The Dad keeps reporting to everybody that he's having unprotected sex with his wife all the time now. His new wife. They're honeymooners, you know? I just got married a few months ago, so all you do, dude, fuck, man. Dude, my honeymoon had so much fuck. It was good, man. Fuck. I'm gonna get married all over again for the fuck. I know how it is, the Dad there, boy. The Dad just lost his virginity last Thanksgiving, man. He hasn't even been a non-virgin for a year yet. Now he's just cream pieing all the time. Jeez, Nunu. No answer to the Bull's Head, pub. I'm gonna try it a third time here.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
I can't call it. Don't know why. Oh well. I don't know. That's twice now I've had UK numbers that I can't dial. Maybe there's something up with the account. We gotta check that. Sorry, I tried. Okay, moving right along here. We got a request to call Tom. Tell him I work in real estate and I'm keen to franchise his idea of a real estate boot camp in the USA. Thinking of getting him to run seminars in the USA. Get him to explain the boot camp concept and then slowly ask him if he is gay or would he consider being bi-curious. Let imagination take over! Exclamation point. So, this guy is Australian, and I guess he works in real estate, and there's something about an idea for a real estate boot camp, I guess. I don't know if this is an inside joke or a setup, but this came in over the weekend from a listener in Australia, so here we go. Let's try that.
Tom Panos message service, your message please.
Yeah, I need to tell Tom that I'm looking to start a fucking boot camp and shit.
Okay, can I get a name and phone number?
No. Just send him the message that we're starting the boot camp and shit, he'll know what to do from there.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you want to send him the message? That was costing me 20 cents a minute. All right, I'm being told to make sure that I put a plus at the beginning of that call. I thought I did, guys, but I'll try again here. Again, we're trying to call the Bull's Head Pub, a location we've pranked several times in the history of the show. Here we are, trying again. Hey, that's what happens whenever I try to call the UK. I'll try without the plus then. Being told I don't need the plus, I need the plus, I don't need the plus, yada yada yada, make up your minds.
The number you have dialed is unallocated.
See, and that's what I get when I don't put a plus. So you tell me, guys, you tell me what I need to do. I'm doing it right. I just think there's a problem with the Skypes right now. At least on my account. Something's going on. I always got a problem, guys, all right? I'm a stupid. All right, and that's it for Request a Prank. Let's go ahead and go back to the map. Do a few more prank calls here in this location that I've targeted for prank calls. Let me go up the road here that we've been pranking on. Let's see, there's a historic district. Country Ham House. All right, here's a labor finder, too. That's cool. And a Hardee's. And a Salvation Army. Awesome. All right, we got a few places to call here. Let's start off with the Country Ham House. I'm going to ask them if they have hot ham water. You go home. If you guys are fans of the Arrested Development series, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Hot ham water. It's a food that's made around the holidays called hot ham water. Sounds disgusting, right? Yeah. It's basically a ham boiled in water for like half a day. Hot ham water. It's hammy.
Ham House, it's Jessica speaking.
Hey, you guys got hot ham water?
I'm sorry?
You guys have the hot ham water?
The hot.
Hot ham water?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're saying. You want to talk to Tommy?
Well, yeah, because you know when you make the fucking ham, it makes that water.
I'm sorry?
You know when you make the ham, it makes that water, the ham water, hot ham water? And Tommy's told me to give him a call about getting that shit, that hot ham water shit. I want to drink it out of a cup.
I don't want to say I would sleep with Tommy.
All right, damn it, you little hussy.
Hello?
What's the matter with that lesbian over there, huh?
Who is it?
Yeah, this is Eddie. Listen, I need some hot ham water, Tommy, you big crazy.
Need some what?
I need the hot ham water.
Need some hot ham water.
Yeah, you know when you make the ham, it comes out with a hot ham water, boy.
Yeah, you're talking about red-eye gravy.
Yeah, I want that hot ham water. I want to drink it, put it on my salad, you know, dip my sandwiches in it.
Are you placing an order?
Hot ham water.
Are you placing an order?
For hot ham water, President Carter.
I don't have any hot ham water. I've got red-eye gravy.
Well, how do you make that red-eye gravy, your mother?
It's our own recipe. Make it with coffee and gravy from the ham.
Well, yeah, that's what I want, is the gravy from the ham, you old fuck.
You want what?
I want the gravy from the ham, you old fuck. Come on. The hot ham water.
Well, come on, get it. It's ready.
How much for it?
Huh?
How much for a cup of that hot ham water, you old fuck?
$1.
You old man. $1?
Yeah, dollar and nickel.
Yeah.
No, it's $1.08 because it got taxed. $1.08.
I'm going to put it in my asshole and have you lick it out. I want you to lick it like a Rottweiler that's thirsty and is licking out of the toilet bowl. You know?
Well, you call back. I'm busy.
Like a Rottweiler that's thirsty and is licking water out of a toilet bowl. Yes, that's how I want him to lick a hot ham water out of my asshole. Thank you, guys. Jeez. $1.05. The cornballer. Garson D says the cornballer. Hot ham water goes good with corn. Out of the cornballer. Yeah, you're going to burn the piss out of your hands in the process. Fuck that. No thanks. The cornballer. Also sold in Mexico. Alright, that was the Country Ham House. Now let's call this sub. You notice how when I talked to that thrift store in Georgia about the clothing smelling like piss and everything smelling like piss in the mattresses, she didn't argue it with me. She didn't say, no, they don't. She's like, yeah, it smells like piss. And that's the intel that we got from our Madhouse listener who sent that in. Turtle John confirmed, yes, it really does smell like piss. And that all those, they smell like piss. I think people just go in there and piss. I think people just go in there and they pull their dicks out and just piss in the corner. Piss on, it's like if you got these cats in your house. You leave a towel on the floor and a cat fucking pisses on it. That's what it's like. Cordless wants me to be more racist. Well, white power. Fuck yeah.
Salvation Army Family Store. This is Nadine. How may I help you?
Fuck yeah. Goddamn Negroes. Listen, I was calling about the clothes that I got there.
Uh-huh.
They smell like piss. Everything's there smells like piss. I went in there, it smells like piss and flies. When I went to buy the stuff, I thought it was just me, or I thought it was like you or one of the employees there. I pissed themselves or something, or they had a lot of cats in the house. But that place really does smell like piss, doesn't it?
Well, sir, I'm sorry you're having a bad day.
No, it's not that I'm having a bad day. It's just that the sorry. Oh, they don't argue it, guys. They know. The thrift stores smell like piss. That's why I'm convinced people piss on their clothes before they donate them. Like, hey, I'll donate this motherfucker, and they piss on it. It's horrible. Why do that? Don't piss on your clothes before you donate it. She won't answer. All right, let's call the Hardys and ask them about how the Salvation Army next door smelled like piss. And then we're going to ask about the beef. The beef, you know, the ground, what is it, roast beef they got there, roast beef sandwiches, and fried chicken. That was out of left field when Hardy started offering fried chicken. Like, it was like 92 or something out of nowhere. It's like, now we got fried chicken. What? They went after KFC too. They were like going after KFC hardcore, like on their commercials. They were like, we put KFC original recipe against Hardee's, and Hardee's won out 8-2 or something, right? 8 out of 10 times. And then KFC like fought them back and said, yeah, but they didn't taste extra tasty crispy. That won out. Yep. I don't like original recipe. Original recipe is shit at KFC. I could care. I could give a fuck. The number's busy. I keep trying to call Hardee's and it's busy. There's probably a certain ethnicity of worker there is blah blah on the phone with her boyfriend. I'm just saying that's probably what's going on. Let's call Landers. Landers is a temp agency, right? A lot of people of the Hispanic, I'm sorry, a lot of people of a certain ethnicity show up here every morning early to get temp work, you know? And white trash show up there also for these purposes. Same kind of people that rent the motel room by the week.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, that's good, big mama. Listen, I wanted to see what time you got to be down that motherfucker there to get some work. What's the best fucking time? Like 6 in the morning and shit?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. How are you, honey?
Eddie who?
Eddie Cross.
Okay, Eddie,
you gotta come down there, motherfucker, and be ready, right, to work and all that, and they come, they take you to the site.
Eddie, yeah. Please don't use that kind of language.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we were just familiar and all. I was born and raised over here in this state, goddamn, you know? I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, our office hours is from, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So anytime between those hours.
And well, you got kind of work. You got cleaning the shit out of the toilet or like construction.
Okay, Eddie.
Look, honey,
we don't discuss anything over the phone.
Look,
you need to just come in, okay?
Ejaculation, you know, vagina opening.
And, goodbye, Eddie.
Penises. All right, cool. That's what it's come to on this show. I just start saying ejaculation, vaginal opening, and penises. I've been doing that for 2 weeks now in Madhouse. I don't know why. Just whenever they say I don't want to hear that, I just start using clinical terms. So I try to shock them by without cursing. Okay. All right. Shit. Cleaning the shit out of the toilet. Here's the ABC bartending school. And here they will teach you how to bartend like a motherfucker. All right. That was a nice song, huh? You guys hear this song? Nice little beat there, yeah. Well, almost like an 8-bit nerdcore kind of thing, but not. The beat, not the song. Just that little beat there. Bum, 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 bum.
Bartending school, can I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing there?
Doing good, how about yourself?
Good, I wanted to bartend, you know, I wanted to throw the drinks out in the fucking place and all that, put them in shot glasses. I heard that, like, if you go out drinking, the bottle they have at the bar, you make, like, 500% profit off of it, right? Selling it in shots.
All right.
So I wanted to I want to start making my own drinks from now on. If I'm going out to party, you know, if I'm going to go out to the club or the bar, I'm going to drink at home. Then I go to the bar. The times is tough.
All right. Is there a way that I can help you out? Are you interested in coming through the school?
Yeah. How much is the goddamn school and shit? How much is that shit?
Sir, if you keep on cussing, then I'm going to have to hang up on you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were just familiar with each other. I'm from here, born and raised. I'm sorry. You sounded like a friend, brother. You sounded like a good old boy. Shit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't do it. Hello? Motherfucker. That's, the random cursing gets them too. Shit, motherfucker. Shit this, shit that.
Bartending school, can I help you?
Hey, honey baby, how are you?
Excuse me?
How you doing, honey baby? How are you?
Did you just call me honey baby?
Yeah, how are you, honey?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is the bartending school, is that right, honey baby? I was calling because I'm interested in classes. Did you just call me honey baby? That's worth the third call, guys. That's worth call. Yes, Tabachi, melody, not beat. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Make me look like an asshole. Whoa. All right. they're just hanging up now. Moving right along. We got the Center of Wellness. The fuck is that? The fuck is the Center of Wellness and shit? I'm gonna ask him just like that. What the fuck is the Center of Wellness and shit? Here we go. I'm gonna see you. That's stupid. Yo, that's stupid.
Dr. Cagle.
Yeah, what is the Center for Wellness? Is that what it is and shit?
Yep.
What's that mean, Center of Wellness? What's that mean?
Well, we do a lot of things to fix you. What's wrong with you?
Yo, that's stupid and shit, you know?
Huh?
It's stupid. Why is the doctor answering the phone anyway? What is the matter? What are you doing?
We're at lunch. What are you doing calling while I'm at lunch?
What are you doing answering the phone if you're lunch, stupid? You're a stupid doctor, aren't you?
Okay.
You're the stupidest doctor. Are you stupid, yo?
No, Darren, I found other people that's as well as we are.
Oh, all right. So what do you do? Like, do you do acupuncture?
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to check my prostate and milk it.
We can do that.
You can milk my prostate into,
we can do that.
Into your lunch, you know?
Yeah, we can do that, too.
And then you eat...
Why don't you come by here, and I'll do that for you.
You eat my semen, you know?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Oh, nice. How many fingers will you use?
It's not fingers I would you be using.
You're going to use your foot?
No, not exactly.
Your penis?
Nothing that's attached to me.
Oh.
Because when you leave with it up your ass, you don't want it. I don't want to be going with you.
Is it
going
to be a shotgun?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It'll be a shotgun.
Oh, can I rub your hair and touch your hair?
Yeah. Now what is your deal here? What are you getting? What's your problem with you getting off of calling doctor's offices and doing stuff like this?
Well, because it looks stupid.
What is wrong with you?
It's stupid because you're stupid, you know.
I think it's the other way around. Okay, now, what's with you that you got to call somebody's office doing something really probably illegal and harassing them?
Oh, what is it? I don't know. I'm stupid, yo. I'm stupid, you know. I do bath salts.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't think you know what bath salts are.
Yeah, I know what bath salts are. You buy them in the gas station, old man. Come on, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yo, you're stupid, yo.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think you even know
what
they
are. What are you eating? What are you eating? What's your lunch, doctor? What's so healthy are you eating?
Yeah, I'm not eating right now.
What were you eating?
I've been held up as far as not being able to go to lunch.
What did you eat for lunch?
What did you eat for lunch?
I asked first. I ate hummus with about 5 or 6 almonds.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Although that's supposed to be a little brain food for you, you know?
Yeah, it's exactly.
It hasn't worked.
It's nice and vegetarian, plenty of fiber. You know any of these things.
Yes, I do.
You don't.
And I'm not a firm believer in vegetarianism.
How much vitamin C is in an almond? You see, you're stupid.
It's not the C content that matters at all.
How long ago did you get your doc? Like, you become a doctor? Like in the 30s? You sound old.
I am damn old.
I got them
in the 39, actually.
You're practicing old medicine.
No, not
hardly. Do you have leeches? Is that what you're going to use on me? Leeches?
Actually, leeches are used in Russia today.
Yeah, but you're going to use it on me to cure cancer or something because you're stupid.
Well, you know a little bit about treating cancer, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, I do.
Oh, yeah? Are you a survivor?
No.
Oh, then you're pussy.
Yeah.
You're a pussy shit, old man.
Well, more than likely.
Doctor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
More than likely.
Uh-huh.
Chances are I could probably whip your ass, guys.
Oh, yeah. You want to do it? You want to go down? Do you want to meet me at the thrift store? It smells like piss inside.
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever been to the thrift store to buy your suits and ties?
Yeah, I do. All the time.
Well, let's go there. We'll try on clothes in front of each other that smell like piss. We're like, ooh.
Not that damn gay. Okay.
Look. No, it's not gay. It's just curious, you know?
Yeah. I don't need any curiosity.
I'll try a... How about you want to smoke a cigar? We'll smoke a cigar together inside the thrift store. They let you smoke and piss and everything in there if you want.
What's wrong with you? What is the deal that you...
You're the doctor. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm not a psychiatrist. You need to call a psychiatrist.
Oh, do you know a good hydrocolon therapy doctor?
They're not doctors.
They're not? And it's not. It's not worth it? You don't believe in hydrocolon therapy?
To a degree, it's good for some people.
Yeah, like at least...
You probably need it. It'll clear your mind.
In my mouth, right? I'll put it in my mouth.
No, it'll clear your mind.
Oh, my mind? How do you plug into your mind?
Well...
You put it in your ass and it goes all the way up into your brain, you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right, cool. All right, doctor. All right, big guy. All right, handsome.
Yeah, have a good
one. It's good talking to you, honey baby. Oh, wow. I'm going to keep his number. He's going to be like our medical correspondent on Madhouse. My guy is really cool. He's the fucking coolest doctor ever. I'm looking at a picture of him. Yeah, he looks like fucking Rush Limbaugh. That's what he looks like. He looks like Rush Limbaugh without the cigar. Let's see. He attended the Texas Chiropractic College in Texas. And he's a chiropractor. That's what he is. Yeah. He's got postgraduate training. It's all chiropractor shit. So, whatever. He's talking about snake oil and shit. Talk about Mr. Snake Oil guy, the chiropractic doctor. Yeah, snake oil. Chiropractors are full of shit. Oh, look, your spine is curved. That's why you're in pain. No, it's not, you stupid. That shit just happens. Where did all the incidents of back pain just start appearing starting in the 1930s and 40s? It happened for a reason. Because all throughout history, before people were sedentary, before people worked in the fields and shit, fucking farming and hunting and whatever the fuck, building and fixing shit all the time, you know? And you never had complaints about back pain this and back pain that and slip disc and all this shit. And now everyone wants to treat their back like it's a carton of eggs. Doesn't make any sense. Something else is up, man. I'm just saying. Read more about that from Dr. Sarno. Dr. Sarno. You want to read more about that topic? Do yourself a favor if you suffer from back pain, muscle pain. Read his books. Life-changing. Worked for me. I'm not kidding you. I am a believer in Dr. Sarno. All right, here's a Salvation Army that we haven't called. We called the a different one, right? We called the Salvation Army in Georgia that was sent in as a requested prank. Here's the Salvation Army in this town here. Let's once again ask them about the smell of piss inside the Salvation Army. Currently it's 12:49 in the East Coast, 9:49 a.m. on the West Coast, and this is Madhouse Radio. Late morning, early afternoon edition show for September 3rd, a Tuesday morning. This is where I usually am here on a Tuesday at this time. doing a few pranks here and there, random stuff, no plans. I either grab the newspaper and call numbers out of the classifieds, or I,
The Salvation Army of Haiti, where we are doing the most good.
Or I pick a city in Google Maps.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Please listen as our options have changed.
Oh, Jesus.
For social services,
please hold a moment.
This is like the actual center, not the thrift store.
Salvation Army.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
God bless you. Listen, shit, damn it. You guys involved with that thrift store and stuff?
You've reached the main administration building.
Yeah.
Do you need the phone number for the family store?
No, I'm calling about the family store because it smells like piss and vinegar and flies in there.
Okay.
And
have you spoken to the director down there?
And he said to shut up. He said, shut up and get out of my store. And he pushed me and everything. And he started throwing, like, all this stuff. He threw a banana. He threw Sega and Super Nintendo across the floor. And then this one kid was like, I wanted to buy the Super Nintendo. And he started, like, grabbing clothes and pulling them off the racks. And then he was like, oh, they smell like piss. And I said, yeah, you see, everything smells like piss in here. You know, and then I filled a cart full of clothes, and I went back to the bathroom, and I started throwing water on it and everything like that.
Okay, and what can I help you with, sir?
And this large-breasted woman came in and said, you need to respect the Salvation Army, that my house burned down, and they gave me food, and they gave me clothing, and all this stuff. You need to show respect.
Okay, what can I do for you, though, sir?
Yeah, the store smells like piss and vinegar and flies, and this started a whole domino effect of craziness, and it could have really gotten out of hand and spilled over out into the streets and could have caused a riot, like at the end of Police Academy, the first movie.
Okay.
You remember when the police officer,
nope.
He threw an apple because he didn't want an apple. He threw it behind him, and it hit a black guy. And the black guy saw a white guy with an apple and said, what's up, boy? And they started fighting, and a race riot started. You remember?
Okay.
And then...
No, I didn't watch that movie.
And then Sergeant Harris ended up in the gay bar, the Blue Oyster, and they took his clothes off, and they sent him to the roof.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Bubba Smith...
Well, I will know... Can I get your name?
Bubba Smith was up there. He's like, I want to kill these honkies. You remember that?
What's your name, sir?
This is Eddie Cross. You can call me Mr. Cross. And I want you to lick it like a Rottweiler that's thirsty and he's licking that water out of a toilet bowl, you know? Oh, she hung up finally when she heard that. I want you to lick it like the Rottweiler. Just blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Woo! Yes, I am live. Shanahana 14. I am live. You are listening live to Carlito Now. All right. Welcome, Shanahanahan, to your first live show, you little shit. We're talking about how thrift stores smell like piss and flies. We did a horrible thing to a church earlier about a penis cake. And we also made an order at a Chinese restaurant and called back and canceled it after it was ready. And the woman said, Palank, call. And we laughed and we laughed. Here's a Dollar General. Wait a minute. There's an Acme Speed Shop. What the hell is Acme Speed Shop, yo? Acme Speed Shop. Street performance race car complete engines. Oh, I guess they hook up cars. Nah, I don't want to do that. That sounds stupid. That looks like a bunch of Puerto Ricans sitting around smoking marijuana and watching Snoop Dogg videos, you know, and buying bootleg DVDs and stuff like that, watching bootleg DVDs and smoking Phillies and Philly Blunt cigars. And they take the cigars and they cut them open and they the tobacco, and they put marijuana in there, and they make a marijuana cigarette, and they smoke it like a cigarette.
Dollar General, this is Sharon. Can I help you?
Listen, do you know what happens that they, the Puerto Ricans, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry?
You know the speed shop next door? The car store? The car speed shop? next door. Listen, they're over there, and they're taking, they take cigars, and they break them open, and they empty out the tobacco, and they fill it with marijuana, and they roll them up, and they make marijuana cigarettes, and they smoke them like cigarettes. There was someone in the store doing that.
Who does that?
One of the workers there, you know, was sitting there smoking a marijuana cigarette.
In my store?
Yeah, and I was so offended. I said, hey, you motherfucker, like that. I said, you motherfuckers, children in here, you son of a bitch. And he said, yeah, you don't like it. You kissed my ass, he said. He said, kiss my ass. And he took this jar of pickles that you have there, and he opened it, and he ate one, and then he took the other one, and he put it, like, in his crotch, and he said, oh, look, like it was his penis, you know, like his sexual organs.
In my store?
Yeah.
One of my workers?
Yeah, they were smoking a marijuana cigarette. I want you to call a meeting right now. I want to know who it was. Or you're going to be in big trouble, little girl, little woman, little miss.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Every worker that I got in this store today, I know for a fact that none of them do marijuana. And I know you ain't nothing but a little prick starting trouble. So just get off of my phone, okay?
You're a motherfucker. You're a motherfucker. Oh, shit. Damn, my store? Damn. What, she got like four people working there?
Dollar General, this is Sharon. Can I help you?
Well, yeah, the person's name was Sharon. She's a disgusting woman with four teeth.
Oh, thank you so much. When I get comments like that, I just absolutely love it. And you are a freaking fruitcake.
But listen, I'll still lick you down there and all. Oh, she left. I'm a freaking fruitcake. All right. Cool. Here is Rutherford Church of Christ. Rutherford Church of Christ, everybody. I'm looking for the ghetto in this town. I don't see a ghetto. I don't see any businesses that scream the urban side of town. Not yet, at least. I'm going to be wrapping up the show here soon. So hopefully, I get one in there. One of those purple churches, you know what I mean? Purple church.
Have reached Road Church of Christ.
You have reached the village. Looking for more churches. If there's something these southern cities don't have a limited supply of, it's churches, man. Christian churches at that. There's a textiles company, Church's Chicken. Oh, see, here we go. We might be getting in there. Or this just could be south. In the South, you'll have a Church's Chicken. It doesn't matter. Someone just tried to call back the Madhouse line, but hung up in about 10 and a tenth of a second. So I didn't get a caller ID on that. Damn it. Wonder who it was. I want to re-listen to the show. I want to hear those church calls in the beginning. The priest I called Grandpa.
Church.
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Fine.
That's good. Hey, those biscuits you got there. What the fuck is that shit you put on that motherfucking shit?
Excuse me?
What the fuck is that shit you put on that motherfucking shit? Oh, shit. That's stupid. Let me ask if he has Hambu.
Church is on point.
Y'all got Hambu?
Huh?
Y'all got Hambu?
Got what?
Y'all got Hambu?
What's that?
Hambu? Y'all got Hambu?
No.
Oh.
Alright.
Okay, bye. Stupid. Fucking retarded, man.
Church is on point.
Y'all got it. What is the services?
Service?
Yeah, what time on Sunday?
What you mean?
Like service. What time is the early service on Sunday?
This is Church's Chicken on Pointed Highway. This is a food restaurant.
Oh, so you guys have like a lunch after the service and all that?
This ain't a church.
Yeah, churches, yeah.
Yeah, somebody playing you.
This is the Church of the Chicken. Somebody playing, yo. All right, we're starting to get close to that part of town, guys. As you can tell, the natives are starting to get restless at the places we're calling. Sure enough, looking at the map, I just crossed over the highway. That might be the border in town. We got a Habitat for Humanity. There's a club called Karma. They're probably closed at this time.
Y'all got hambu?
What time is service?
The Church of the Chicken, yeah.
Here's Bruton Temple Baptist Church. That sounds kind of urban. Let's give them a call, see what's up. Church of the Chicken Breast, FedEx. Is that what you said? Funny. Church of the Chicken Spaces Machines. Church of the Machine. That was in a recent episode. That was the title of a recent episode, I think, right? Church of the Machine.
Thank you for calling the Missionary Baptist Church.
I'll try them again. Probably going to be the last call of the day here. I almost said night. Finally caught myself before I did.
Thank you for calling the Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. Well, no answer there.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, whatever. There you go. That's who we've been calling all day, guys. Greenville, South Carolina. Yeah, figured it out. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Madhouse Afternoon Morning Machine for Tuesday, Sep. 3rd. I will be on again in 2 days. 2 days. Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific for the normal Madhouse Radio live show. Be sure to tell your friends to join us then. We always have a lot of fun into the wee hours of the morning. And, of course, there are plenty of other prank call shows throughout the weekend. The Art of Phone Larking, The Science Show, Brent Westwood Show, and the RBCP's pre-cum shows or his snowplow shows or whatever he does that night. Whatever he wants to call it, the little fuck. Hey, so y'all have a great one. I'm going to release the streams respectively out to the respective prank call rotations. Whoa!